Thank you, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And if you're watching on Twitch TV, I'm holding up the brand new book from Norton Publishing. It's called The Why Is Everything, the story of football, rivalry, and revolution from our guest, Mike Silver. Mike, it's good to have you on the show again. And when you called it The Why Is Everything, did your publisher say people might get confused about the chromosome to determine the male sex?
Yeah, you know, we didn't have that deep conversation, Rick, but, you know, the people, the main characters in this story, which is that Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, Matt LaFleur, Mike McDaniel, Raheem Morris coaching crew talk about the why a lot in terms of wanting to understand the purpose behind everything that they do schematically and wanting their players to understand it, which is really a departure from the way football was taught and sometimes still is taught. You know, it's part of the, it's one of the defining characteristics of this crew that has really revolutionized the game.
When you came to the Chronicle and got on the 49ers beat, did you have any, like, I remember we talked about how Al banned you. How you doing with Jed? Has he banned you yet?
You know, it's tougher to ban journalists in 2024 because they can take to social media and it gets resolved a lot more quickly. But listen, Al Davis and I had our differences. We also sometimes aligned, but I'm really proud that I was banned multiple times by the Raiders and Al Davis back in the day because I was doing journalism, and I have not backed off and I haven't changed.
He told our mutual friend Scott Osler, if I was 20 years younger, I'd kick your ass.
Did he? Well, I would have had to handle the consequences then, just like I handle them every day, all day.
Now, I know you're a Cal guy, too, and I grew up and still live 10 minutes from Strawberry Canyon, so I'm in my 50s, and I've seen a lot of stuff over that time. Getting game day there, I had the Calgarithm guy on my show, and then the horrific collapse up 25. I don't need to remind you. It was just, I hate to say it, it was just so Cal. Your thoughts, if you can, like, ruminate over that whole thing, because here's the attention of the entire college football world, and then it all went down the toilet.
Well, that was the full Cal experience, and, you know, I don't focus on TV shows or Heisman campaigns or what time we're on TV. You know, I'm just trying to have, you know, help do my part to build a program that makes our graduates and students proud. It's the greatest university in the world, and it deserves to be represented as such. It's been frustrating to be someone who cares a lot about Cal football for a long time, and you know, if you've been paying close attention, they've really blown four games in a row, including one I attended on Saturday. Three of them you could trace to kicking. That's two separate place kickers after they had one last year that cost them games. And, you know, then the Miami was the fourth one. So, yeah, it's not something that brings me a lot of joy right now, but I believe in Justin Wilcox and the players, and I think they'll keep fighting and hopefully keep the axe yet again. That would be awesome.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, I had this guy, Kevin Kennedy, not the Rangers manager, but he runs Cal's NIL, and I said, no.
Yeah, no, I know Kevin. Yeah.
Yeah, I said, no offense, I didn't even know Cal had NIL, you know, tongue in cheek. And he did laugh, but he said that he had a donor, an Old Blue, who said, if you can get $1 million, I'll match it. So, I mean, that's a good sign.
Yeah, and, you know, Ron Rivera's wife, Stephanie, has been at the forefront of that. She's a great person and alum. Marshawn Lynch is involved. So, yeah, you know, the world has changed, and Cal's never institutionally going to be a place that values football above all else, and I'm proud of that. On the other hand, the world has shifted. Cal and Stanford stayed together and had to survive by joining the ACC, which was the least bad of a lot of really, really bad alternatives. But, you know, I'm stoked that that happened under the bad circumstances that Cal did not cause. And, you know, I think it's sad to say that it's about money at this point, but money definitely helps as you're trying to survive and compete in this new landscape, and you know, I'm glad the players aren't getting ripped off as much as they once were. That part's cool.
Yeah, well said. All right, let's talk about the why is everything, because you know, this team has been so frustrated, the 49ers. They've gotten so close, I mean, obviously into overtime in the Super Bowl. And philosophically, with what Lynch and Kyle have done, and you know, getting lucky with Purdy after missing on Trey Lance, what is that sort of philosophy? Whereas when you come to the 49ers, you know you're in good hands, you know you're with smart people.
Well, you know, I think they've done a really intentional job of trying to build it a certain way. And, you know, they do have many of the league's best and most decorated players at many, many positions. And a lot of them make a lot of money. So after this season, Brock Purdy will finally be eligible for a massive extension. And that model will have to shift somewhat. And so the season does have some last dance overtones. They've been really close in four of the last 5 years, obviously, reaching conference title games or Super Bowls. They've had to make second half runs after really choppy play, really the last 3 years, if you count the three game swoon after a 5-0 start last year, but they were 3-5 in 2021 and 3-4 in 2022. They believe in their culture, and Kyle Shanahan, true to his nature, and one of the things that gets discussed in my book, The Why Is Everything, a lot, is he innovates on the fly. And, you know, a glaring example of that would have been in 2021. They're 3-5. They look lifeless against the Cardinals. He turns Deebo Samuel into a part-time running back. They move Eric Armstead inside on rushing downs, and all of a sudden they go on this run that ends a dropped interception probably from a Super Bowl. So, you know, they're not just going to stay static. They believe in their foundational approach and the type of person they have in that locker room. But I would not expect Kyle to just sit there and keep, you know, stick with the same game plans and running the same plays. He'll try to innovate his way out of this, as he has many times in the past.
Right. One more question for you. And the other thing is, you know, growing up, it was, you had to have a coach who was old school, and we're going to run an Okie 3-4. This is what we do. You don't do it that way. And then these young guys are like, well, we're going to do this. We're going to have empty sets. We're going to put five receivers out. It's just, you know, the fortune favors the bold, to dare is to do, and all that other stuff. And now everyone's looking for that Sean McVay. Like, where's the 32-year-old innovator, right?
Yeah, well, it's to them, it's not just calling cool plays or coming up with cool schemes. It all has a purpose. It's all part of an ecosystem. And the way they think is more about what are the defense's rules that we're playing against? How can we exploit those rules? How will they counter our exploitation? And how can we counter their counter in real time? And so, you know, I think still a lot of coaches just have, they look at it like they have two menus, you know, a menu of run plays and a menu of pass plays. And, oh, this one worked a few weeks ago. I like this. Let's do that. And there's no real cohesion or purpose behind it. You know, with these guys, it's setting something else up or motioning someone to predict what a defense will do and then exploiting that and so on and so on. It doesn't mean they're perfect. It doesn't mean they're the only innovators in the game. Obviously, the Andy Reids and the Sean Paytons and now Ben Johnson in Detroit, mm-hmm. there are people doing really, really cool things. But the way they think is wired to have answers and to be able to adjust quickly to find new answers.
Yes, and you can get much more into this with Mike Silver's new book, The Why Is Everything, The Story of Football, Rivalry, and Revolution, available wherever good books are sold from Norton Publishing. Mike, congratulations on the new book. Always good talking ball with you, and Cal, we appreciate it.
Okay, thanks a lot, Rick. Talk to you soon.
All right. And, you know, I went to St. Mary's College, but probably my most memorable college class I took at Cal, I went to summer school there. I've told this story before, but it was this, I think it was like 87. Class was called Sociology of Sport, and it was taught by Dr. Harry Edwards, and Kevin Johnson was in that class with me until he got drafted in the first round by Cleveland. the Cavaliers. And yes, and then he dropped out. But yeah, so three units of my college degree is from Cal. Does that make me an alum? Probably not. Come on back.